different kind of
barbed wire
around your house, wouldn't you?
Oh.
That was, what kind of fence would you use around your house?
Page wire, I guess, is what you call it, isn't it?
What, page?
Page wire, I believe, is what they call it.
And what's that like?
Well, it curves over, you know, at the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like this now.
And
they put it around cemeteries and things here.
What do you call the kind of wire that it's got a little...
Barbed wire?
Yeah, correct. And now when you make certain fences, before you start, you have to dig a hole and put
post
it,
hole.
And if you've got... after you put the piece of wood in, you've got one...
Tamp it in, fill it up with dirt, and then tamp the stake in to make it stay tight.
And, the object, once it's in there, you say you've got a...
A post.
Okay, and if you've got more than one, you've got...
Posts.
Okay. Sometimes, if you've got a lot of small rocks in a field, you might be able to use them to divide a field, or I don't know how you'd use it, and you just kind of stack them up. What do you call them?
Call it rock wall. Because right up here, that's the most I've ever seen in my life, a turnip shell creek.
Uh-huh. Do you ever use them with cement, or do you do this thing?
Yes, you do, in making small rocks, you see, and mixing cement, mm-hmm. You put it in here to make walks and things like that.
When you put
so much sand.
I don't know if I've heard, is it chinking when you... The way you put them in so that they don't fall?
Well, now them just laid upon each other up here, and that's the only ones I ever seen in my life, but these most rocks are. Well, they're this high. Cows couldn't get on and fall in.
That's what it was
place.
Used for, it really is.
I reckon so. I don't know. Or maybe just to get you out of the rocks. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Probably a little of both.
Yeah, I guess.
And, did you ever raise chickens?
Yes, I raised chickens a whole lot.
Well, sometimes to get them to start laying, that you'll put something in the nest, makes them think that...
No, I never did do that. I just always fed mine good.
Well, have you ever heard of...
Yeah, a nest egg.
Well, any other thing you would...
My grandpa, or my husband's grandpa, he used to turn them out on his lathe, and I believe we did too, you know, for children.
Uh-huh.
Way back young, you turn them out on a lathe.
Well, sometimes it's made out of ceramic.
I don't know what they call that. Rice eggs, I guess.
Or if it were made out of the stuff from the Orient, then it would be the material.
I don't know what you'd call it.
Well, your nice plates and stuff like that are usually...
China?
Right, so if you had an egg made out of that, you'd have a what?
I don't know what you'd call it.
But using that word.
China egg?
Right.
Well, I never heard tell of that before, no.
Okay. And what do you usually carry water in?
Carry water in?
I say if you had a well.
A bucket.
And what if it's metal?
It's sometimes it's a tin bucket, sometimes a galvanized bucket.
Well, do you ever use the word?
Pail?
Yeah. Is that the same thing? Or
yeah, that's what I was talking about, a pail. You call them a milk pail, you know, when you milk it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you carry water in the same kind of buckets.
Would they differ in shape, or would they?
Well, you could buy them. They're always small at the bottom and come up bigger at the top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you could buy a certain 6-quart, or 8-quart, 10-quart, 12-quart, whatever you wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a container that you use to carry food that you give to the pigs?
Slop.
And so the container would be the...
Slop bucket.
Okay. And what do you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
And
frying pan.
What do you